that he must give up, he must surrender without any conditions. And when Umar ibn al-Sa'd read this letter to Hussein radiallahu anhu, Hussein radiallahu anhu said, he said, Umar, I swear by Allah, if a kafir had asked me for any one of these three conditions, I would have accepted them. Don't you know who I am? Don't you know I am the son of Ali? Don't you know I am the son of Fatima? Don't you know I am the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. Whoever hurts Hussein has hurt me. What will you do on the day of judgment when you will come to my grandfather and you will want him to intercede on your behalf and you have done this to me? And Hur ibn Yazid was listening to this and he walks up to Hussein radiallahu anhu and he said, Hussein, from now I am with you. And he turned to the people of Kufa and he said, what kind of people are you? You write him letter upon letter and when he comes you deceive him. You deceive him and you deprive him of water because they stopped him giving him any water. And although nearby is a river from which the dogs and the pigs drink from which the Jews and the Christians drink from, and you stop water from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what kind of people are you? And then came the Thursday. And upon Thursday, Hussein radiallahu anhu, he came out of his tent and he drew his sword and he sat down and he fell asleep. And he saw a dream. And the only thing which woke him up was that his sister Zainab radiallahu anha, she came out running and screaming because the enemies were advancing. And Hussein radiallahu anhu told his brother that tell them to give us one more day. That's all we want. To think over things. And Abbas radiallahu anhu, he spoke to them and they gave him one more day. And upon that night, Hussein radiallahu anhu, he gathered all his men and he said, oh, people know that the only man they want is me, so why don't you all go back? Why don't you all go back and leave me? And they said, Hussein, la baka lana ba'dak. They said, Hussein, there is no life for us after you. And then he turned to the family of Muslim ibn Aqil and he said, oh Muslim, your family has given the sacrifice because Muslim has been martyred. Why don't you go back? And they said, oh Hussein, what will the people say? That you left your master, that you left your sheikh, that you left your cousin because you wanted to live in this dunya? They said, we swear by Allah, this can never happen. For we will die with you. We will give our lives, we will give our families, and we will give our wealth. And if it means dying with you, we will die with you. And then Hussein radiallahu anhu said, he said, the reason I took one more night wasn't the fact that I was going to join with falsehood, that I was going to join with batil. No, but when I went to sleep outside the tent, I saw my grandfather, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ya Hussein, get ready to come to me. And the reason I took one night is that I wanted to stand in my front of my Lord and I wanted to cry in front of my Lord. I wanted to repent to my Lord. This is the only reason I took one more night. Otherwise, if it was that we were going to join for falsehood, the family of the Prophet ﷺ can never join with falsehood. And then Hussein radiallahu anhu, he spent the entire night crying in front of his Lord and he was reciting poetry. He was reciting, Uffin laka ya dakhru min khalili, kam laka bil ishraqi wal asili, min sahibin أو طالبا قتيلي والدهر لا يقرب البديلي إنما الأمر إلى الجليلي وكل حي يسلك سبيلي. He said, oh time, what an awful friend you are. For all those who have pursued you, all those who have wanted you, you have killed them by day and night. And you have always attained your target. Or innama al-amru ila jalili, but all matters will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa kullu hayyin yasluku sabili, and every person, every individual who is living will walk my path, meaning every man will die. And his sister Zainab radiallahu anha, she was listening to this and she began to weep. And he said, oh Zainab, don't let shaitan get the better of you. For I swear by Allah that my mother was better than me and she died. My brother was better than me and he died. My father was better than me and he died. And my grandfather, the Prophet ﷺ, was better than me and they all died. And time will come that me and you will leave this dunya. So don't allow shaitan to get the better of you. And then the next day, Friday, Hussein radiallahu anhu, he came out with his men. And conventional warfare in those days was that you would have duels, one to one. And Hussein radiallahu anhu's men came out, and the Kufans came forward, and Hussein radiallahu anhu's men began to slaughter them one by one. And they said, if things carry on this way, we won't have anybody left. And then 3,000 of the Kufans attacked the men of Hussein radiallahu anhu, and the first man to fall was Muslim ibn Awsij. And Hussein radiallahu anhu moved up to him, and he said, O Muslim, glad tidings unto you, for you are the first man to fall for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Habib ibn Muttahir moved forward, and in some narration, Habib ibn Muttahir, he moved forward, and he said, glad tidings unto you, Muslim, and glad tidings unto you, Muslim, for you are guaranteed Jannah for falling for the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Muslim turned to Habib, and he said, oh Habib, don't die after Hussein, die before Hussein, die protecting Hussein. And then one by one, all those around Hussein radiallahu anhu, they fell. Hur ibn Yazid, Habib ibn Muttahir, Habib ibn Abdullah, each one of them. Habib ibn Abdullah said to Hussein, he said, Hussein, I swear by Allah, if I had 1,000 lives, I would give each one for you. But the thing is that I only have one life. And all of them fell one by one, until only the family of Hussein radiallahu anhu was left. And the first person to come out of the family of Hussein radiallahu anhu was Ali al-Akbar. He was the oldest son of Hussein radiallahu anhu. He was 19 years old at that time. And he came out and he fought like a lion. Because he was who? He was the grandson of Ali radiallahu anhu. And he was the family of Hamza radiallahu anhu. And he fought like a lion until they cut off his hands and they struck him. And when he was breathing his last, Hussein radiallahu anhu took him in his arms. And he said, oh my son, on the day of judgment, your grandfather, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will bear witness to your shahadat. And then the cousins of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam moved forward. And these weren't ordinary people. These were sahabis. These were men who fought side by side with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And four of them came until they were martyred. And then Qasim, the son of Hassan radiallahu anhu, came forward. And he was a very beautiful young man. And he fought until they struck him over the head. And when they struck him over their head, he said, Ya Amma! He said, oh my uncle! And Hussein radiallahu anhu Muke ran forward and he took him in his arms and he said, oh my son, today your uncle is so incapacitated that he cannot reply to your call because his enemies are many and his friends are few. But I swear by Allah that after this day you will not need to call upon anybody. And then one by one, the family of Hussein radiallahu anhu were martyred until there were only two people left, Abbas radiallahu anhu and Hussein radiallahu anhu. And then they martyred Abbas, and then Hussein radiallahu anhu fought. He fought bravely, but for 3 days, he hadn't tasted a sip of water. And he fought as brave as he could, but for 3 days he had a taste of a sip of water, until finally he retreated and he went into his camp and he had a young child, a young son called Abdullah, and he knew his time was up, and he took his son in his arms and he began to kiss him and he began to embrace him, and one of the Kufan, they shot an arrow and the arrow hit Abdullah in the neck. And Hussein radiallahu anhu, he put Abdullah to the floor and he lifted his hands to the sky and he said, Allahumma sabbirna ala al-qadha, Allahumma sabbirna ala al-qadha, Allahumma sabbirna ala al-qadha. So, oh Allah, give us sabr upon your decree. Oh Allah, give us sabr upon your decree. A man who's in this state, but he's still turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the Kufan mentions, and I swear by Allah, I have never seen a man as brave as Hussein. For bodies are lying all around him. But he's sitting there as content as any man could be. Why? Because he knew he was destined for Jannah. He knew that Jannah was minutes away. And Abdullah ibn Jabir radiallahu anhu, upon occasion, he was sitting with his students. And Hussein radiallahu anhu walked past. And he said, if you want to see a man who's about to Jannah, then look at this man. Because I swear by Allah, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that Hussein's abode is Jannah. And his Kufan says that never in my life have I seen a man who was brave as this man is, because he knew his abode was Jannah. And then Hussein radiallahu anhu, he stood up and there was a river close by because he knew his time was up. and he walked toward the river to drink some water, and one of the Kufan, they shot an arrow and it hit Hussein radiallahu anhu, and he fell to the floor. And when he fell to the floor, the Kufan surrounded him, and Hussein radiallahu anhu is saying, Sharibatul Ma. He says, Sharibatul Ma. He said, give me some water, for what will you do on the day of judgment, and when you will come to my grandfather and you will ask him for water on the Hawdha Kawthar? What will you do on the day of judgment? And the narration mentioned that the scene was so touching that many of the Kufan, they took a step back, until Shimr said, what's he waiting for? Finish him off. And can you imagine the scene? The family, the women folk of Hussein radiallahu anhu, his wife, his daughter, his sister are all watching this, and they set upon him like vultures, and they struck him 60 times. But it didn't finish there. Why? Because the Prophet said that Allah has a certain station for people, and often they cannot attain this station through their own deed. So Allah puts them through trials and tribulations. And then one of the Kufans, they grabbed his head, and the other one removed his head from his body. What head was this? What head was this? This was the head what the Prophet ﷺ would kiss. This was the head which would lie on the chest of the Prophet ﷺ. This was the head which would lie on the lap of the Prophet ﷺ. This was the most beloved head to the Prophet ﷺ on the face of the earth at that time. And then they took the women folk of the family of Zainab radiallahu anha as captives. And when Zainab radiallahu anha, the sister of Hussein radiallahu anha, she walked past the bodies, and they beheaded every single one, and uncontrollably she started to be saying, Ya Muhammada, salla alayka malaikatu sama, hazal Husaynu bil ara, muzammilu bil dama, muqatta'u laza, ya Muhammada, inna banataka sabaya, wa zuriyataka muqattala. She said, oh my grandfather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my grandfather, may the angels of the sky sell salutations upon you. This is Hussein lying in the battlefield, and lying in the battlefield, muzammilu bid-dima, today his shroud and his clothes are blood, muqatta'u al-adha, and his limbs have been cut. What they did is, after they killed Hussein radiallahu anhu, they made horses trample his body. Inna banataka sabaya. He said, oh my grandfather, today your daughters have become captive. وَزُرِيَاتَكَ مُخَطَّلَ, and your progeny has been killed. And the Kufan mentioned that even many of the soldiers, when they heard her say this, they lost control and they began to cry. And Allah didn't even give these people the tawfiq to bury Hussein radiallahu anhu until the Bani Asad came and they buried the bodies of Hussein radiallahu anhu. And when the Kufans found out, they set water over the body, over the place where the bodies were. And then one of the Bedouins from the Bani Asad, he came to this place. What was this place? This place was Karbala. This place was Karbala. Hussein radiallahu anhu wasn't the first person to see Karbala. For before Hussein, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Karbala. Imam Ahmad has related in Musnad that upon occasion the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting with the angel of rain. And Hussein radiallahu anhu was a small child, and he was sitting with Umm Salma radiallahu anha, and he wanted to go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he ran into the room and he began to jump on the shoulders of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the angel said, oh messenger of Allah, do you love Hussein? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed I love Hussein. And then the angel said that people from your ummah, they will kill Hussein, and if you wish, I will show you that place where they will kill him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, show me. And he struck his hand, and the land of Karbala opened up, and he bought some red soil. And Umm Salma radiallahu anha mentioned that I used to tie this soil in my scarf. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he saw this land, he said, Rihu karb wa bala. From this land I smell karb, which means difficulty and pain, wa bala, and trials and tribulations. So Hussein radiallahu anhu wasn't the first person, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen Karbala even before Hussein radiallahu anhu. And then the Bedouin came, and the Bedouin, he began to smell the soil of Karbala, and he came to a place where the smell was a smell which he had never smelled before. The fragrance was so beautiful, it was out of this world. And he said, this is the place where Hussein is buried. He said, this is the place where Hussein is buried. And then they took the head of Hussein radiallahu anhu to Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad. When Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad saw the head of Hussein radiallahu anhu, even he was amazed by the beauty of Hussein radiallahu anhu. And he said, what beauty!